This is the local VK5 news segment.
Good morning. This is Charlie, VK5VC, with news about the HF broadcast relays on 40 and 80 metres. It is now a superstorm, as four of the five relay operators will be unavailable during September. At this stage, the only broadcast in September will be on 40 metres on the 8th. If you can help to relay the broadcast, please contact Trevor, VK5ATQ, on email vk5atq@wia.org.au. If you work any of the sound card modes, you are already well on the way to being able to relay the broadcast. So if you can help, please contact Trevor on email vk5atq@wia.org.au.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group and Project Horus. If you're listening to this on the morning of Sunday the 25th of August, then right now, a group of AREG members are currently up at Mount Barker preparing for the 53rd Project Horus High Altitude Balloon Launch. Launch is currently scheduled for 10 a.m, and with luck, the payloads will land somewhere to the east of Murray Bridge and be recovered this afternoon. There are multiple telemetry transmitters on this flight, most of which can be received using a 70cm SSB receiver and some specialised decoding software. The online tracking of these flights depends upon telemetry received by the amateur radio community, and all contributions are much appreciated. For more information on how to follow the flight online and how to receive telemetry, check out the blog post on the AREG website at www.areg.org.au. This is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group and Project Horus.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, everyone. This is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. On Wednesday last, the 21st of August, Ian, VK5ZD, gave a very interesting presentation on VKCL Contest Logger software. I have this software and have used it on UHF and VHF contests in the past, but this was the first time I have seen the extent of to which it can be used. Ian demonstrated multiple radios being controlled through self-built controllers linked via OmniRig. He demonstrated recording of sent and received signals on VK5CL, the logs, and the final reports to be sent to the WIA contest managers. It was an excellent and informative presentation. Well done, Ian. The next general meeting will be on Wednesday, 4th of September. It will be an important event. All members are encouraged to make the effort to be present. Watch out for a member's email from the club. The next two tech nights will be on Wednesday, the 18th of September, and will be a 122 GHz demonstration by David, VK5KK. The October Tech Night on the 16th will be advised after the September General Meeting, and the November Tech Night on the 20th will be a talk by OE4 Whiskey Oscar Golf. Future events will be the Scouts Jamboree of the Air in October. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Potential members and visitors most welcome. Look forward to seeing you. Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo. By the way, Wednesday the 30th of October is a fifth Wednesday, and more information for a social evening to be advised. Thank you.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. Have you made any contacts on the ALARA contest this weekend? You may have an hour or two to get involved. Alan Raftree, VK5AR, will be on Air Peninsula operating in the phone section of the Oceana DX contest on October the 5th and 6th. The next lunches at the Blackwood RSL will be on Friday, September the 13th, and then on September the 27th. The lunches start at 12 noon and there's no need to book, just turn up. We will have a coffee and chat session at the Shack on Saturday the 14th of September and a technical session on the 28th of September. Shack sessions start at 9:30 AM at this time of the year, it's far too cold to get out of bed too early. At September the 19th General Meeting, Neil Abraham, VK5KA, will give us an interesting session on designing, building and using RF transformers. In case you're wondering what these are, he will be talking about balance, ununs and common mode chokes. General meetings start at 7:30 and the presentations are run first before a light supper and then the business part of the meeting last. Do we have any volunteers to run a JOTA event on the weekend of October the 19th and 20th? Email me expressing your interest now, please. I've approached the Girl Guide ladies who run the facilities at the site where our shack is situated to see if they can rustle up any interest from local Girl Guides and Scout troops in our area. This year's AHAS Buy and Sell will be on Sunday the 3rd of November, and this year it's being held at the Marion RSL. Bookings for tables can be made with Roy Gabriel, and his email is vk5nrg@wia.org.au. Or Trevor Wrigley, VK5TW, and his email is vk5tw@wia.org.au. We're planning to have a car boot sale in the car park on the RSL club grounds. To sell the car boot sale, you will still have to have your seller's wristband, and to buy from these sellers, you will have to have a buyer's wristband. You will have to sign in and pay your fees. Sellers can enter the RSL hall from 7 a.m. to set up, and the door will open for buyers at 9:30. The RSL will be catering for the event with a sausage sizzle from about 8 a.m. and coffee and tea from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. or thereabouts, and coffee and cake from 10 a.m. They will set up the catering out the front of the complex so you do not have to enter the halls to buy your food, and there are sufficient tables and chairs in that area so you can eat undercover. Or, of course, you can eat inside where it's even more comfortable. The AHAS Christmas lunch will be at the Blair Hotel again this year, and it will be on the 24th of November. You can book now with Pat Storr. Then the email is patstorr@adam.com.au. We will need payment before the day, and we will issue tickets. The meal will be two courses with tea and coffee included. There will be a choice of four main courses and two desserts. Please advise Pat of any special dietary requirements when booking. Numbers are limited to 60. When the hotel has finalised the menu, Pat will start selling tickets. The cost will be $35 per person. AHAS is not subsidising the meal this year, as we are paying a room hire, something we've never had to do in the past. January 2020 AHAS annual picnic will be at the Marion RSL, and like last year's very successful event, it will be catered for by the RSL, and the price will be quite reasonable. It will be on the 19th of January. Starting time is 10 a.m. onwards. More information on this event when we have finalised the plans with the RSL. If you wish to contact me, send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au, or you can send me a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week, 73.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with this week's updates from the South East Radio Group. Last Sunday I told you about our 2019 AGM taking place, but without any details. Well, there have been no major changes in our executive team's makeup, except that Ron, VK5AKJ, has called time as our representative on the Reedy Park Centre Committee. Ron has held this position for over 10 years now and has done an outstanding job of representing the Surge's interest with the RPC. The Reedy Park Centre is part of the old Reedy Park Primary School, which is now owned and run by the City of Mount Gambier. A number of community groups are tenants of the establishment, and each tenant has a representative on the management committee. With Ron's departure, Peter, VK5BE, has agreed to take on the role, which will mean that he has another monthly meeting to attend to protect our interests. We wish to thank Ron for many of his many years of service to our group and wish him well for the future. I suspect that this will mean a bit more time in front of the fire on cold winter nights, Ron. Hi, hi. Another item that I mentioned briefly was the mixed class Meander car rally. I'm not sure where the name came from, but the rally had 10 competitors line up for the start at the South East Automobile Car Club circuit at Compton. The event was run in forest plantations around the Kongerong area. Our group had 6 groups of members deployed at control points around the course, providing communications back to Peter VK5BE at the start-finish control. Newly licensed Foundation member Diana used her brand new call sign VK5 Foxtrot Delta Charlie Sierra with efficiency and did a great job for her first ever rally. The other members of the team performed in a similar manner and all calls were made efficiently and with minimum fuss. I was on a control that finished at about 9:30 p.m. and so I was home before the event finished, but I believe that it all went according to plan with no incidents or major delays. Another great effort from the Surge team. As the discussion on the club's budget for 2019-2020 took a bit longer than expected at the AGM, we were not able to hold the general business meeting without making a late night of it. So we decided to hold the business meeting on our next activity night, which will be Friday, September the 6th. Hopefully we will still have time after the business meeting for a presentation or two. You may have noticed that this edition of the Surge Report sounds a little different than usual. I do not have my desktop computer at present because it is at the doctor's getting some tangles sorted out, and I've had to record this on a little Sony note taker. Hopefully it is still of good enough quality for everyone to understand. This morning I found myself trying to work out how I filled in my days before we had computers, but I can't remember what I used to do back then, probably something silly like working for a living. That winds up my bit for this week. As always, the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And, of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. I'm Les, VK5KLD, and this is the latest news bulletin from the North East Radio Club. Well, last Friday night was the tech night, and we had a very good lecture all about digital radio systems from Ben, VK5BB. Ben described all the different digital systems that are available to amateur radio, and he described the history of it and how they developed and the different kinds that you can use. That was all very informative, and hopefully it'll stimulate a few people to get into the digital modes that are now coming into amateur radio more and more every day. It'll certainly help some of us, like myself, that are on our hands and knees crawling along the digital pathway. So don't forget, the amateur is progressive and keeps his station up to date with the latest science and technology. So thank you very much, Ben, for a very good and well-presented lecture. Everybody enjoyed it. Now don't forget, you've only got till the September meeting, Friday the 13th of September, in fact, to take advantage of the early bird special on renewing your subscriptions for the North East Radio Club. So if you haven't already renewed your subscriptions, go and see Charlie, VK5VC, or David, VK5MDF, and give them your subscriptions along with the form that says what you want your personal details handled. So don't forget, Friday the 13th of September is the next general meeting of the North East Radio Club, and that's the final chance you get for the early bird special. Now, the other day, Sir Lunchalot and his consort, the lovely Lady Betty, went for lunch at the Blue Gums Hotel, and we had a very good lunch together. And so much so that we've booked in the fifth Friday night dinner to the Blue Gums Hotel up on Hancock Road Fairview Park. So get to the Blue Gums Hotel around about 6 to 6.30 and enjoy a very good meal and lots of conversation. So I won't be there, I'll be over in Sydney, but I hope everybody enjoys a meal at the Blue Gums Hotel next Friday night, the fifth Friday night for August. Well, that's all for me this week. I won't be doing next week's broadcast. We'll have a special guest newsreader instead. So 73s and good DX from me, Les, VK5KLD.
Don't forget that relay operators are required for 80 and 40 metres during September. If you can help, please email Trevor on email vk5atq@wia.org.au.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.